Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Third and final hour Wednesday edition of Robbie and Rex on 102.5 The Game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game National Studios. Home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Paul Kuharski. And for Robbie Stanley today, Ian Safar producing. The Robbie and Rex Road Show is presented by Green Ventures Landscaping. Get thicker grass, better color, and fewer bare spots with turf application. Visit greenventureslandscaping.com. And I apologize to our listeners. People, it's popping today, man. YouTube's popping. Text line's popping. Phone line's popping. Miss you in the borough. I'm sorry. I totally blew it. So if you want to call back, call back. But meanwhile, we have a couple callers waiting. Let's go to Ed in Jersey. You are up first. Robbie and Rexhode, how you doing, Ed?
Hey, good morning, guys. So this whole thing is either stupid or toxic. If Amy makes the call and the PR department or the media relations department is too afraid to tell her, hey, how this could go south, well, that's toxic. If they've if she's empowered them to make this decision themselves, then it's just dumb and stupid. Either way, no matter scenario, I can't wrap my hand around it. But where I was calling is, and I've called the station before, I am not on the Sala bandwagon. I've seen it up here in Jersey. I've seen how he dealt with the media. So jury's way out on him for me. But I hope this is just a 5-minute tap on the shoulder conversation in a hallway, and he wasn't involved in this. A couple of weeks ago, he went on Schrager's podcast and said, well, I've learned to, you know, not be worried so much about the narrative. If he's involved in this decision, then that's not showing progress at all. Then he's way controlling the narrative. And so I hope it's more of an FYI. And I keep coming back to, if Vrabel was a head coach in this team right now, I don't think this decision is made. Somehow he interjects himself and understands the impact it would have on his team. And I don't think they make this decision. So either way, I don't want to totally absolve Sala of this, but I don't know. I just hope it was more done way upstream. And that just got me concerned.
Ed, great call. I said essentially the same thing earlier. Like, this is, as a Titans fan, where you should care about this is, like, hoping it's not Sala, hoping it's not football people who care about this stuff or are spending time on this stuff.
If it comes from Amy, they certainly could have tried to talk her down. Her ability to be talked down is the question.
Well, I agree with Ed, though, that to interject, Vrabel would have been successful other than maybe like the last year. You know, I think.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And he would have absolutely said, what's the point?
Well,
he just joust with the people. You know, sometimes you have media who annoy you. Okay.
Also, I feel like I have trouble thinking it comes from Amy, because Amy has a hard time with a lot of stuff that we write. Me, a lot. I know it.
Sure.
And they've never come to me on that.
Well, but you're also, and this is,
and he got personal with her the one time, so maybe that changes things. But she, as much as we know she hates it, she's not done this. So what would change that she's doing it now?
Well, okay, I hear you. But first of all, you're not vulnerable like this. You are a member of the Professional Football Writers Association, which fights these things, and that's why you would belong to these organizations. I don't think they can take it from you. I mean, or it would be, and you would fight it tooth and nail.
It'd be a national story, but this is a national story.
Well, yeah, but you're talking about someone who is not a member of that organization, who is not any longer part of a daily outlet, quote unquote, that covers it. Does not cover the team daily. There are a lot of differences, right?
A lot of differences.
So I think in some cases,
a couple similarities.
Yeah, you're both trolls.
Independent.
Yeah, you're both trolls. You should be doing a show together.
Independent.
Yes. Right. Exactly. So I have a comms professional who I greatly respect, who I have worked with in the past.
Professional?
Communications, sorry. Okay. Has done sports PR, who texted this in. Quote, no respectable comms team would miss the risks here, the backlash, the hit to credibility, and the damage this does to journalistic integrity. So personally, this does not feel like a comms move. It feels more like an upset front office doing whatever it can to, quote, protect the brand. And a comms team, who most likely warned of the said backlash, being forced to take the hit and look like the bad guy. I would agree. I mean, I think we're in agreement that, well, maybe not. I agree with that take. Maybe you don't.
But I agree with that take. I just think they don't care.
They just have to do the – they're doing this on behalf of someone above them who said, let's do this. And, again, I say this again. You do this the week after this, to me, completely innocuous interaction with Cam Ward, which did become a national thing, you look like you're reacting to that.
Also, here's a question that we haven't raised or area. This comes from football comms, but is corporate comms involved?
That's a very good question.
You know, now we mentioned, you know, Burke Nihil, the CEO, you know, Aaron Schwartz is branding. And she's heavily involved, the main person in the redesign and stuff. And I talked about the disconnect between the winning football and the re-identification of the whole team, reinvention right. of the whole look and feel and everything. But, you know, they're very concerned with perception. She is. And so I can't imagine that she's involved in
this. Like
this is a football matter.
Again, I hope you're wrong and that this is Amy, because honestly, with these NFL teams,
I hope it's Amy too.
With these NFL teams, you have there's plenty of eccentric owners in the league who do weird things, and she has been one of them, and it's like, okay, well, like, again, you brought up the
I hope it's Amy. My gut feeling is it's not Amy.
So your gut feeling is it's Saleh. Because I agree
my
with
gut
Ed.
Feeling is it's football. I don't know where in football.
Well, I mean, okay, so it's Saleh or Borgonzi. You think Borgonzi? I can't imagine Borgonzi giving a crap. The dude's up there. He's trying to build
PR,
a football team.
And PR. PR's got power.
So you are back to that.
I mean, I think it's a collective of all of it. Probably.
I've seen some of this, which is, you know, Stillman, Kaharski, and Buck, you know, the negativity, you know, I hope those guys are next, blah, 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 and all that stuff.
Those guys are next. The team's won, gone 3-14 the next year. What is this positivity that you're lacking? Read Jim Wyatt. Read Easton Freeze. There's plenty of positivity there. But what are you looking for from us for a team that's won 6 games in 2 years? And read me this preseason. What have I written that's so negative? You're not reading. You're not paying attention. You're making presumptions and blanket statements, and you're just relying on them. And it's lazy and it's sloppy, and I'm sick of listening to it because it's BS. You want me to curse a second time?
Please don't. Please don't. BS is just fine. Keep it there. Look.
You're so negative. I challenge you to find me 3 negative stories from camp.
I am fascinated by the Titans fan. And again, if you're a Titans fan, you can, like, 2 things can be true for you. You can hate a particular media person, okay? One in particular who has been making news here the last couple of days. And you can still, like, recognize the issues with your franchise and not want sunshine and rainbows.
These people can't.
Like,
I mean, the majority of people in this
wild.
Market, the majority of people who speak in this market, fan-wise, want sunshine pumped up their behinds. And I don't understand why.
Like,
because do you think that's going to help your team get better?
That's true of our listeners.
Do you think
that's true of our listeners?
It's true of the Twitter.
Well, Twitter is, yeah.
Do you want this team to get better or not? Because this team is not going to get better if the media pump them up before they do anything. It's not. So if that's the recipe you want, then you're begging for bad football. If you want us to be satisfied with what they're doing, you're begging for bad football. And they've got you just where they want you. Because you're satisfied with what you're getting.
I again apologize. I again apologize to callers. Neil, on the phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHigh.com, 615-737-1025. Sorry, Neil, what's up?
Hey, guys, how are y'all doing?
Good.
Great.
Having a great day.
In my mindset, I don't agree with it, but I could expect a release from the Titans. And it's going to say this right here. Dear Titans fans, on behalf of the organization, we looked at what happened last week, and we have decided that Jared Stillman was not nice to us, so we banned him. But we are committed to this great 4-13 season that we're going to have, and that Cam is going to be inaccurate from the pocket, and we look forward to half-sold stadiums. So thank you for all that you've done while we're losing, Amy Adams drunk. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you, Neil, for that and for that Joker. That Joker laugh freaked me out, bro.
I mean, that makes me do my Terry Bradshaw laugh. That guy thought he was so much funnier than he was.
Wow, that was a hell of a laugh. All right, we've got more on the line holding. We'll get to you, I swear, after the break.
Robbie Cue the Cape Fear laugh.
The game. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at 102.5 The Game for live shows and exclusive content. YouTube chat today is popping here in Robbie and Rex Road. Welcome back in, Paul Kuharsky for Robbie Stanley, Insafar Producing. Lots of reaction to all sorts of things going on everywhere. And we have Nate on the phone line, driven by WilsonCunningham.com. Nate, thanks for waiting. Yeah, sorry for the long wait. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Man, look, man, you know, you media guys think y'all could say anything y'all want. Talk trash about the players. Talk trash about the coaches. And expect them to just, you know, for it to be, you know, all peaches and cream when they see y'all. Them people are human too, man.
Okay.
And y'all think y'all could just say anything.
So what you're saying is that we should go to the press conference and just be, yes, sir, thank you, sir, you're very graceful. No. So what are you talking about?
All I'm saying is, okay, look, I thought Jerry Stillman was the biggest hater I had ever heard in my life. But I swear, y'all are right running neck and neck. You can't. I mean, those people are human too, man.
Of course they are.
You can't just talk trash about people.
Who's talking trash about people?
Y'all talk trash?
What trash?
The coaches all day, every day.
Really?
I don't have anything ever good to say.
Give me a quote. Give me a quote of the trash that's we have mentioned that the Titans have won three games.
Is that fair or no?
Is that fair?
Hang up on this guy. Guess who gets last word here, Chief? Not you.
I mean, again, like it's just not accurate.
It's not accurate.
Talk trash about them all day?
I say something negative or write something negative about a player, I am in front of him the very next day and available for him to have a conversation with all the time. Stillman says he did that. He didn't do that. He wasn't in the locker.
Well, nonsense. I'm gonna half disagree with you because he did show up at pressers and he would.
A presser is not a time where a guy's going to say something to you. You're in the locker room for 45 minutes. That's when a guy is going to say something.
But you don't get any other opportunity with a coach, so that's when you would be in front of them, right?
Yeah, for a coach. But yes. He talks a lot of players. So-and-so sucks.
Yeah,
if you say so-and-so sucks, then you go stand in range of so-and-so when he's at his locker. He did not do that on any regular basis ever.
He says he does.
He does not. That's a lie.
That's why I half disagree with you, because you're right on some of those instances. And by the way, that's no longer an option. So let it rip, baby. Just let it rip. No accountability whatsoever. But, yeah, what Nate said there in the call, I mean, come on, man. I think that this show, but I think media at large
player softness
is fair, and it's okay to be critical. You know, critical, not be personal. By the way, I did need to ask you, PK, because you were talking about how you'd like to maybe get Vrabel going a little bit, you'd get better quotes. And I mean, that year I absolutely loved. But basically, every loss was like, "Is this good to great?" And then Vrabel would get pissed, and he would give an answer. Will you?
I think that's reasonable, by the way. A guy has a slogan. I did it with Callahan.
That's what I'm going to ask you.
Resilient and relentless. You know, 20 games in, I think it's reasonable after a terrible performance to say, are you resilient and relentless? Now, I don't want to be the headline, but when he says, hey, I know what you're doing there, Paul. Let me compose myself. I mean, it was interesting. And he wasn't going to be interesting after that game.
So this year, if they lose to the Jets,
all gas, no brakes, Robert.
Is that the first question of the press conference?
No, not out of the gate.
Okay, you're going
to
wait a little
bit? I'm sure there are going to be questions to be asked that are unpleasant if they find a way to lose to the Jets.
Matt from Camden on the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Why do I struggle to talk? Matt from Camden says, these people that just want sunshine and rainbows are insane.
These people.
They are insane. Like, do they think the organization will recognize them as a super fan or something? I want honest and truthful reporting on what is actually happening. I don't want a bunch of BS when the team has been god-awful. Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing, PK. Like, you're right. This is why you just can't use social media, especially the current state of X. You cannot use that as a – as a judgment on a fan base.
Gotta avoid that more. I will say to him,
that's some of the dumbest crap I've ever read last night. The Titans Twitter, like some of the, I'm like, there's no way that's a real person.
Who was that said that?
Matt from Camden just texted that.
Just me and Matt talking.
Put your money where your mouth is. There you go. Well, maybe he's, does he subscribe? Maybe he does subscribe.
I don't know. If he does, God bless him. If he doesn't, put your money where your mouth is.
If he's a member of the All-22 and you didn't realize that.
He's not.
Man, that's embarrassing.
I know the All-22. We just had our draft last night.
So a lot of people are mad at Nate there. It says, what a garbage take. We need people like Paul that ask the hard questions, not the sunshine crap that the Titans post. David says the Titans play lately deserves a criticism. You know what? I'm glad this was brought up on the text line. I meant to bring this up, and it kind of, Nate just sort of did trigger my memory. He says, has it been discussed how Paul got called up by Keith Bullock yesterday? You got a little thing with Keith Bullock. Oh, and then Darren Bates is like, Paul is crying in the corner.
Yeah, so Darren Bates thinks somehow like it's an impressive win that him getting in my face and screaming like that he's going to beat the hell out of me, that I cowered a little bit. Yeah, yeah, I'm a smallish sports writer, like in a
a small writer
in a physical battle. Darren Bates would beat me to death very easily.
Like actually to death, like actually kill you.
I think so. What he failed to mention is that we were having a battle of wits at the same time, and he was being destroyed. So which one's more important to me? The battle of wits. To him, the battle of I can beat you up. I mean, I can beat you up for me ends in where? Fourth grade? I mean, some of us advanced beyond that. Darren Bates did not.
I mean, sometimes
I can beat you up.
I beat your ass.
So that answers everything. I can beat you up. Wow.
I'm a grown ass man.
Also, isn't Darren Bates a special teams coach for somebody? Does his team want him online rehashing his misbehaviors as a player?
Who's he coaching for?
Threatening reporters? He was with the Panthers. I don't know who he's with now. Bullock, I misspoke, and I think we wound up cool. He was saying that I was the Stillman of my time. I said it's a lot different. He said you have no idea how much guys disliked you asking the same question three different ways, trying to get what you wanted. I said I didn't realize you guys were so soft. I should have said I didn't realize those guys were so soft, because Keith Bullock was in no way soft. A lot of people misperceive.
Weak job by you.
A lot of people misperceive me saying they're soft. I'm not saying they're physically soft. Football players are not physically soft, unless you're Nicholas Petitfrère.
He could kick your ass too.
You know what I'm saying. Physically soft against the Saint. But these guys, not in Bullock's era generally, but in this era, are very soft to criticism.
I wonder if there's a better word. Because Bullock's, people do take it as physical. Yeah, is there a better word? Sensitive?
Weak-minded.
You've got a weak brain.
I mean, I covered a lot of guys. Steve Jackson comes to mind. Samari Roll. All of those guys that you could say, hey, it looked like you messed up that play. And they'd say, I messed up that play. I need to do better. And nowadays you say, hey, it looks like you messed up that play. And you go, oh, my God, man, you never played. You don't know what's going on. Don't tell me my business. Who are you? Like, is it that hard to be professionally accountable? That's a huge problem in pro sports today, I think. And we're talking about sunshine and rainbows and sprinkles and all of that, and what people want, and this guy thinks we're hard on players that called in and says we're all
maybe talking trash.
If that's his standard of talking trash, when I say, hey, that guy was wide open on the touchdown, it looks like you busted coverage, and the guy can't say, yeah, we busted coverage, that's a mistake we've got to straighten up, yeah, then I have a problem. Then I have a problem. You can't be honest. Hey, Paul, you made a typo in the third graph. Thanks. I got to correct that as fast as I can. That's a dumb mistake for a journalist to make. That's how you handle situations.
I think this is a generational gap that we have here. You've yelled a lot today and sworn a little. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion.
I mean, one is very little for me in general conversation.
We'll be back. Robbie and Rex Show, 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex. We've got a half hour left. This show has gone by in 5 minutes, PK.
I get it done on the speed.
Kuharski, and for Robbie Stanley, Ian Safar producing. It's been a fun show. I think we've talked about a lot of things. So there's a lot of reaction. I'm trying to get through this and read it. On the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com, 615-737-1025. YouTube chat, a lot of people have a lot of things to say. I will jump on your story there, PK. So I'm glad that you and Keith Bullock made amends. Everybody's okay.
Seems like we're all right.
It is. It is awesomely. I mean, it is freaking awesome. I was a Keith Bullock fan anyway, but the fact that he said that you were like the Stilly of the early 2000s is actually amazing. And I actually want his autograph after that. But I have a story that comes to mind too. Back in the Marcus days, I wrote a column in the Tennessee. So Taylor Lewan had something. I think it was after a game. It was like, you know, this whole city is against Marcus, is like ripping Marcus or something like that. Right? I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember the exact wording, but I wrote a column ripping. It was like, dude, like this city does nothing but make excuses for him. I mean, like that's not accurate. People, there aren't a bunch of haters, whatever, all this stuff, right? So I sort of, I singled out Lewan for those comments. And as you know, Lewan was the best talker. He's who you went to for everything. And it was great. Like, he would take accountability when he screwed up. He would talk about the team. But I wrote that column, and then he was in a scrum the next day at his locker, and I'm there, and he looked at me and said, "You better go away, bud." He was like, "I can't believe you're standing here," right? So then we, like, had it out after about this stuff, and I was just explaining, my, like, "I'm sorry, but you're wrong," like, you know, basically. And he was pretty fired up. But at one point I was like, "Look, man, like, if you want to take a swing, I mean, like, you know. I mean, I'll take that lawsuit money. You know, let's go."
What
I
think sports, that's what that sports should, writer hasn't used that line.
Yeah, well, that should have been more your. You know, you should have like Darren Bates. You could have gotten a decent little payday,
dude. When,
that,
when my
know?
Darren Bates thing went down, I mean, Titans PR stood there watching. I think security was in the neighborhood. They stood there watching. The whole media corps, I mean, nobody ever has my back. If that happened to somebody else, I would have written a story about it. They're all standing there with their thumbs up their butts watching. The guys with cameras, you know, holding at their side, usually would at least roll on that, you know. Nobody rolls on that.
There's no video. There's video of everything today. How's there no video of this?
I don't care how much you hate me. Like, why wouldn't you roll on that? It's just idiotic. And
you're like, "Hold on, Darren. Wait a minute. Put that camera on. Let's go."
It's amazing.
Idiot. This is all because I said that I didn't think Braden Trawick was Pro Bowl worthy special team.
Oh, wow. Really?
Oh, my God.
Liam McLeod says, it's not just a bad look. It makes me even more worried about the general competence and decision making of the organization. Putting aside everything dumb about it, not knowing that this would bring even more attention to Jared is astounding.
They don't care that it brings attention to Jared. They want him not to interact with their people.
I agree with this texter who actually later in the text says, "Please don't read my name if you use this."
Anonymous texter.
He also says, "PK talks the talk and walks the walk. In 1998, I was reading a piece he wrote on ESPN that he had something about quadrants that he made an error on. I pointed out in a comment, he said, thanks and fixed it." How about that? Yeah, stand up guy. PK corrects his mistakes.
Yeah, I'd like to make fewer mistakes. I would hope all of us feel that way.
Texture says, "Paul is a total bleep, but y'all have to add him to the show full time." Okay. I hate that guy, but I want more of him.
Yeah, that's not happening, unfortunately. Thank you, though.
Kyle on the YouTube chat, as I just toggle between these chats and the reactions, says, "Are we now the Browns, who more entertaining to laugh at and poke fun at than watch their games?" I would say that the Titans, the Browns, the Jets, and the Cardinals at this point organizationally might be your bottom tier of the NFL. Just in terms of...
That's fair for right now, but you can't say that the Jets or the Browns, having had success 5 or 6 years ago. The Jets and the Browns are too far
removed from
success.
Okay, so then you would make them the bottom tier, and then the Titans would be next up?
Yeah.
Okay. But let me tell you something.
I mean, you have to understand how far removed from success the Browns did go to the playoffs that one year with Stefanski, but... long-suffering. Too many Titans fans think they're long-suffering when they don't know what long-suffering is.
This is fair. I think you're right. I think that when you look at the history of this organization, of this franchise, things better pick up pretty quickly. We're talking about unprecedented futility. And you're right, not the same duration and maybe not as many weird things that have happened in those organizations, but I mean, they're moving that way.
Yeah. I mean, if they want to trend towards, getting those new uniforms people wearing those jerseys in their new stadium instead of it continuing to be the best tourist destination in the league. Things have to change, and they need to change quickly.
Did anything about Mike Borgonzi's presser yesterday strike you as notable?
Not really.
I mean, it was fine.
I mean, to be honest, I was still kind of in post-Stillman mode, having just posted that story. So
you were kind of you were looking at the clicks on the Stillman piece? Is that what you're telling me?
A little bit.
Okay. Well, this texter says we are in the triumvirate of poverty franchises with the Jets and Browns. But you're right. I mean, look, like you're talking about many, many changes, just an inability. I mean, quarterbacks that come through those places, then go somewhere else and they do well, and long period of time. Now, the Browns, I mean, it wasn't that long ago. They beat the Steelers in a playoff game. Yeah. They're all
but
over
that
the
was
place.
One aberration from everything. The Titans, you know, went to an AFC championship game and won the AFC regular season in back-to-back years, not that long ago.
Right. Now, 10 years ago, they were the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
Exactly,
but
10 years
cycle.
Ago.
They have a tendency to cycle.
Yeah.
So
as most
that's
teams
surely
do.
Their hope right now is that they're going to come out of the down part of the cycle. And that's Robert Saleh and Mike Borgonzi's charge.
So how do you feel about the likelihood of that, the direction of that right now, compared with how you felt about it walking into that facility the first day of preseason camp?
I mean, I had
which obviously just means, how do you feel about this team advancing things?
I think this team will advance things, and I think it better be good in 2027. Or we're talking about owner who gets an itchy trigger finger and probably will use it again, despite the need for stability over time.
You don't think that there's a threat of that itchy trigger finger coming into play after or because of this season?
Unless this season is truly horrible, another 3-14, I think that she would be crazy to fire.
Well, again, that's your opinion, though.
Competent people.
You're right. You would think that she will.
She's got to settle down. And her people around her, Wasserman, Kenneth, Borgonzi, if she's listening to him. I mean, Borgonzi pleading his own case. Nihil, whoever. Have to say, we have to stick with something. This is not Rand who can't do the job. This is not Callahan who can't do the job. We're changing the culture. You know, you got to give the guy more than 2 years. Have to.
Yeah, I mean, I think that
unless he proves that, I mean, unless this collection of players is terrible, and even in that case, I mean, how terrible? What do they produce records?
Yeah, well, obviously, like Cam, right? Like if Cam makes no progress, you bring in Brian Daboll, and that's a guy who's been as good as anyone with quarterbacks, and there's no progress this year of him, and maybe we talked earlier about the edge guys. I mean, you're talking about a second and a first-round pick. Okay, if you get nothing out of that. Now you're starting to look at specific personnel moves and how that's lending to the trajectory, right? I mean, I would agree with you, like you have to let it play out. But I think that you would have some fans talking about it, and you would intensify the pressure greatly if those individual things in tandem with a 5-win season or something like that happen. Like that's the recipe for at least it would be a discussion, right?
It'd be an external discussion for sure. She's got to go on immediate vacation when the season is over. Immediate. Be in the islands, go somewhere where the horses are great, whatever.
Where, like, what island would be like the best fox hunting? Do you know? Do we know?
Where's the best fox hunting in the world?
I don't know.
I thought it was like England.
That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah.
I'm picturing her. Like, right. Go meet with the king.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine she's probably done that, right? She's probably gone over to England and done some fox hunting.
Met the king?
Right? Well, I don't know about that.
I don't think she's meeting the king.
Ed has a really good question. Does Paul cover the topic of FCC fines in his Belmont ethics class?
You know what we need? I'll get to that in a second. You know what we need? You know what Titans fans need? they need a grandchild. They need Amy Adams Strunk to have a grandchild.
Why?
Occupy her time.
Well, but don't you still – do you want your owner to still, like, pay attention to the football team?
No. This owner? Really? Did you just say that?
Yeah, okay. I mean,
I'm on
pay
something
attention.
Here. This is a great strategy. It's time for Bryce and Blanche to start a family.
Okay. Well, maybe that'll happen. Maybe
Titans fans out there knitting blankets, pink or blue.
Yeah, that's and maybe, you know, I can hear – I can just imagine you like, good night. What is that children's book?
Rock-a-bye.
Good night, moon.
I'll send over a copy of Good Night, Moon.
Good God.
FCC fines. Look, I would tell my ethics class that people who are on the radio for a long, long time are fortunate that they don't misspeak more often than they do.
When we come back, we will.
Innocent mistakes are made.
Yeah, that's fine. Texter says, no offense to Joe, but what's with all the poll voices? This is Buns Radio. Well, others disagree with you, Texter.
Nobody
does. I'm gonna do nothing but that last segment.
Well, Robbie and Rex Strode, impression, not
102.5 The Game. Final segment here on Robbie and Rex Strode, 102.5 The Game. Paul Kuharski has done a fine job in place of Robbie today. Ian Safar, his normal excellence. PK has not finished the big gulp. I'm kind of surprised.
Does
man.
Anybody out there use this cloaked app? To end, it allegedly ends your spam. My spam is at I know this is trending everywhere. And I think Cloaked is reasonably priced and you can get a family plan. But if it actually works, anybody out there, text or DM me. If it works, I get four tree service messages a day. At least. I'm in your neighborhood. I'm going to do your tree.
Yeah.
No, Sometimes I have these people call me, and then I curse them out. I say, oh, yes, absolutely. I just had a tree down. Could you please come over as soon as possible?
It's amazing that you read my mind. Yes.
Or I answer the spam call, and they say, are you interested in new insurance? I go, oh, my God, it's amazing that, you know. I say, I pull the Seinfeld. I say, can I get your home number? And they go, my home number? And I go, yeah, I want to interrupt you tonight and pitch my business to you. And they go, what's your business? I go, oh, I run a subscription Titans website. I want to tell you all about it. And they say, no, I'm not really interested. I go, that's how I feel about what you're offering me.
Nice pull of a 1992 Seinfeld scene.
Yeah.
Which got some nice applause, by the way. Robbie, by the way, has jumped back on the YouTube chat with a good point. He says, you know what's the most stunning development in program history? Rex Strode has never committed an FCC violation, as far as I know. That's right!
Is that true?
That's right, baby! Fart yeah!
Has Robbie? I mean, I think Robbie's a pretty clean-mouthed guy, generally.
I think, yeah. Rob. Well, yeah, you know, for the most part, yes.
For the most part. But, as I mean, somebody said something on you there. I can't be the first.
We had a previous producer who did say something one time. Yeah, that I remember. That's
I'm the first talent to do it.
That's about all.
Have I done it before? Let's really give them a rundown.
I don't know.
Let's make them not have to really investigate. We'll just spill it all out here.
Not when
you
I
have
was
dates.
On, not from when I was on the board.
Dates and hour segments. We could just list.
By the way, a lot of people also on the text line are saying, "Don't ever stop doing the PK voice." There's a lot more. There's a huge backlash to the criticism. So I'm going to listen to the people.
Do more Borgonzi.
Okay? Borgonzi, yeah, I don't know. I just haven't felt it, you know.
Yeah, I have to start with Kennedy. Era. The practice squad is filled with guys that we had. They were here all camp, and they did good work for us, and we think that a lot of them have upside, and they just aren't guys around the league. Everybody stays with the team.
Yeah, you suck at voices. I mean, I'm sorry, man. You know. Texter says, fart the FCC. So yeah, that's probably the one thing that saved me. I mean, Hubert Davis probably deserves a lot of credit just for coming up with that replacement F word.
I wrote my
very effective.
It wasn't called a thesis. It was a magazine length piece. But at Columbia Journalism School, I wrote my piece on Howard Stern and the FCC. So I went to the FCC in Washington and met with a bunch of commissioners and the like.
Interesting. And this was way before the movie. So
yeah, this is when he was in deep trouble with the FCC. No, it wasn't before the movie, I don't think. 93? When was the movie?
The movie was like 97, probably. A little bit later than that. YouTube chatter. What the Titans did here was censorship. We should applaud these frank and open questions and answers. I really do think that more people than not can separate, even if they have negative personal feelings about something, can separate that from just the entire idea of unless someone is just way out of bounds, the ridiculousness of doing something like this, right? I do think that the majority of people, not on Twitter, Titans Twitter is a cesspool. I don't know any other way to say it. Look, it's about winning football games, man. And you know what? They win football games, Paul, and these are just all, you know, I guess I was going to say August conversations. These are just preseason conversations, and they fade away and whatever. I mean, there's just a string of things beyond the losing that I think this organization has done that has made it worse, right? You know, not being able to get out of your own way. And that's where you're right. You gotta be able to do it. You gotta be able to stack decades to be compared to like the Jets. But it's been a hell of a run.
And the mistakes, they have a compounding effect. The off the field stuff. And it's examined on a microscopic level. Not that this one needs a microscope. This one, this one's kind of the opposite. It's like putting a bat signal out in the sky. But other little stuff, you know, when I don't know if it's little stuff, but when a ticket agent says, our season ticket holders are happy with how we're playing, and stuff like that. Yeah, it looks bad. Looks dysfunctional. Then they take the guy out for a Cobb salad and retraining instead of, delivering that.
Cobb salad. Nice Cobb salad reference. Texts are talking about the am I missing a caller? I'm always paranoid that I'm missing a caller. Okay, good. Talking about impatience and softness that you sort of got into, and of course I'm starting this conversation as the show is about to end, but point being, quote, our team doesn't have the losing history of the other franchises, but 5 years of losing today equals 10 years in a row 25 years ago, I guess. The idea, I just basically everything's so now, sure. Just the conversation around sports is different. This is a topic. This will be actually a great offseason topic when there isn't football to talk about.
But
I think there's truth to that.
The single biggest example is that quarterbacks don't get any time. I mean, Steve McNair sat for over a year. Carson Palmer sat for a year. Patrick Mahomes is a relatively modern day example that is a huge exception to the rule. You come into the league now as a high draft pick, you play almost always. And that is emblematic of the speed of things. There's no patience for anything. I mean, people are judging Cam Ward after one season in bad circumstances. You have to see.
You have to. Yeah. No, I agree. And so, yeah, I can disagree with the commentary of people and still totally not believe that the credentials should be revoked. PK, there's a texter saying, Cloaked is a waste of money. Once your info's out there, it's out there. They can say they're deleting it, but it'll always just leak back out. What's on the internet can't be removed. So there you go.
I've never heard of that, but.
Is
there anything to be done outside of changing my phone number, which I've had for, decades?
I just ignore. I mean, if I have a call from a number that I don't know, I just clip. Nope. Send it to voicemail.
Yeah, but then it comes again. That's the texts that are driving me more crazy than the calls. I got to get out of the texts.
It's been a fun show, PK. Good job today.
Enjoyed it. Thanks for the invitation. Don't block the box. Be sure to lock your locks.
Jake Lyman and Next Man Up coming up next on 102.5 The Game.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.